Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo ngu Chris Gande.
Lontungami linkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Anyone ongabe elesihlobo ukhulu ugogo oleminyaka eyi 92 uzabakwazi ukuthi khona umuntu oleminyaka naleyo yaze ngasayenelisa ukwenza into eziningi. Asakwanisi ukuzihambela, asayenelisa ukuzenzela into eziningi. Usehamba ngodondolo.
UZulu weZimbabwe ubuzana ukuthi kambe uMongameli Mugabe usenelisa ukubusa kuhle na nanku ekhanya seluphele lokuhamba kuhle engasenelisi.
Indawo lapho kulabantu khona okungathi mina amabandla aphikisayo kawaqhinanga kangako. Yikho fumana khona ukuthi kulesizathu sokuthi abantu bagcineke besiya ngena kuba ndeliphikisayo besidinga isithwala ngoba kuyabe kungena inkokheli eqinileyo kuleyo ndawo ebakhombisayo ukuthi hayi ayisiso sithwala esingaguqula udubo lwenu.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Peace Project bathi ubandlululo ekwabiweni kokudla sokwenze abanye basuka kumabandla abo bayangena kubandla leZANU-PF.
Kwezemidlalo iqembu lenguqu ele Black Rhinos Queens yilo elinqobe kumncintiswano we-LM Auctioners Women's Football Tournament.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umfanekiso kamabona kude otshengisa uMongameli Robert Mugabe sehluleka ukuyahlanyela isihlahla usuvuse imibuzo yokuba kanti vele nxa esehluleka ukwenza okungadingi umcabango kangako ubusa njani ilizwe ikakhulu esekhethwe ukumela ibandla leZANU-PF ngomnyaka ka-2018. Lapho azakuba eseleminyaka engamachumi ayithoba munwemunye lane i-94. Kumfanekiso lo othethwe eMaswingo uMugabe ubonakala ethwele nzima ukusebenzisa ifotsholo kuthi lapho amele afake inhlabathi egodini yena ayikhukhule ayisuse aze athathelwe ifotsholo ngumkakhe uGrace Mugabe. Lokhu kwenzakale ngemva komhlangano wenziwa kanye ngomnyaka ogcizelele ukuthi uMugabe uzamela leli bandla kukhetho luka-2018. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethe ecubungela izombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
I think abantu bamele bekunanzelela ukuthi uMongameli oleminyaka eyi 92 and anyone ongabe elesihlobo ukhulu ugogo oleminyaka eyi 92 uzabakwazi ukuthi khona umuntu oleminyaka naleyo yaze ngasayenelisa ukwenza into eziningi. Asakwanisi ukuzihambela, asayenelisa ukuzenzela into eziningi. Usehamba ngodondolo ukanti lako sekukhohlwa nje into eziningi. So mbona ngani abantu abebandlela ibusayo ke abamzweli uMongameli welizwe ukuthi sekhulile sokuyisikhathi sokuthi ngawe uyaphumula ngoba generally nje isikhathi esingekusetshonelile ngoba iminyaka ayisavumi lamathambo kasavumi. Angabe noma ngaze beyikhuthele njani noma ngaze beyiqine njani abantu bamele bekunanzela ukuthi kuyafika isikhathi lapho umuntu kona angasenelisi khona ngoba vele amandla endodeni kavalelisi ukuthi hayi thina namhla sesihamba.
Manje abaphikisayo abamabandla aphikisayo ubona ungani kuyini abangakwenza ngesikhathi leso uMongameli sekhanya ukubani uyazehlulekela?
Iyo inkinga enkulu ababheke engathi abakhangelane layo ngoba isisekelo sombuso silakho ubhaliwe ukuthi nxa uMongameli welizwe engahlelelisi ukwenza izinto okuthiwa incapacitation yini ongenziwa ukwenzela ikhiphe esikhundleni ekhitshwe esikhundleni. Kodwa uzanazela ke ukuthi ibandla elibusayo yilo elilama abameli abaningi edale lephalamende, noma abantu abe-opposition bengazama ukuthi bemove imotion yephalamende ukuthi hhayi umdala sekukhulile sekumele kukhethwe omunye, abasoze benelise ngoba imotion yonaleyo ayinyeke ipasi ephalamende. Abamele bekwenze nje kathe singaqala kodwa lapha elizweni bekhuthaza abantu ukuthi xa sekuyisikhathi sokuvota abantu bebhalise bephinde bevote. But uzakunanzelela ukuthi labo abamabandla abusayo omunye efomela kibandla ngale, omunye efomela kibandla ngale, akula nje i-opposition engathi iqinile. So kwesinye isikhathi noma kulama opportunities othi ngabasebenzisa abayenelisa ukuthi basebenzise ngobala bayalwa ngababambana.
Hallo ke ngumnumzana Senzele Ndebele, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe wekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekwobulawayo.
Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukuthula elizweni iZimbabwe Peace Project ithi ubandlululo olukhona ekwabiweni kokudla solwenze abanye abantu bayangena kubandla leZANU-PF ukuze benelise ukuthola ukudla lokho. Inhlanganiso le ithi abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo bayakuncitsha ukudla kukahulumende okwabelwa abalambayo. Ngaleso sizathu kutsho iZPP abanye sebe siba ngamalunga eZANU-PF belanda ukuphila. Inhlanganiso le ithi njalo izehlakalo zokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu ngezizathu zombusazwe ziqhubeke zisanda ngenyanga edluleyo. Sixhume umabhalane obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zeMDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe.
Azinki lolu daba lolu luya ngokuthi indawo okhuluma ngayo yiphi, njalo luya ngokuthi ke iparty igcine i-opposition party igcine okunganani kuleyo ndawo. Ngoba engikwaziyo mina ngike ngakwenza sibili izani sitsho njalo, mina ngatshela abantu ukuthi hayi nxa usiyathatha ukudla ukwazi ukuthi kuvotwa njani kutsho ukuthi kulungile. Ngoba kwakuqala vele ukudla khonokho iZANU kayilakho ukudla, ithatha imali kahulumende inika abantu ukudla yesisidi ukudla kweZANU. Ngihlala ngitho futhi ukuthi ukudla kweZANU kufanele kubuye amasaka angikhona ebhalwe ZANU-PF, ngoba phela kuyabe kuthengiwe yini imali yeZANU-PF. Kakulula-ke ukuthi iZANU-PF ithathe ukudla kahulumende yisho siyaprinta amasaka ithi donated by iZANU-PF, ngoba wonke umuntu uyabe ukhangele ukuthi ukudla lokho ukudla kahulumende. Kodwa kwezinye indawo lapho kulabantu khona okungathi mina amabandla aphikisayo kawaqhinanga kangako, yikho fumana khona ukuthi kulesizathu sokuthi abantu bagcineke besiya ngena kubandla eliphikisayo bedinga isithwala, ngoba kuyabe kungena inkokheli eqinileyo kule ndawo ebakhombisayo ukuthi hayi ayisiso sithwala esingaguqula udubo lwenu. Kodwa okungaguqula udubo lwenu ukuthi bonabo abantu abasebenzisa ukudla okungasikho kwabo bavele bangababulali bangosathane abaxotshwa ezulwini uNkulunkulu bexethelwa lapha emhlabeni. So nxa ufuna ukubona usathane, bona kusathane ezanwini, abantu kufanele babekwazi khonokho. Bangaze babekwazi, hamba-ke uyethatha ukudla udle, nxa uqeda ukudla uthi tombo dlazwa amarema okwabonwa ngamashona. Ngesintu-ke kuthiwa khona sidla okwamalema, kutsho ukuthi ngezinye indlela bangamazanka abantu bezanu ngoba bangamasela batshontsha ukudla okungasikho kwabo bese bekunikeza abantu besidingo kwabo. Yikuganga okupheleleyo lokho okufanele ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe babapanishele khona abantu bezanu, bangabavoteli ngo-2018 ngoba yibo abadala uhlupho lonke esinalo elizweni.
iZPP ithi njalo ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu ngezizathu zombusazwe kuqhubeke kusiya phambili ngenyanga edluleyo. Lilubona njani lolu daba?
Njengoba ngishilo ukuthi kulezinye indawo lapha esingafinyeleli khona kakhulu njengamabandla aphikisayo, kusenziwa ngokuthi ilizwe umkhonomi yalo kawumanga kuhle. Lapho esingafinyeleli khona-ke abantu bezanu bathatha-ke amaqhinga okuthi bahle bagijime baye khona, ngoba bekwazi ukuthi-ke umkhonomi welizwe kawukuvumeli ukuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphatheke kakhulu ngoba indleko zakhona zinkulu ezokuthi bafike endaweni zonke.
Umnumzana Abednego Bebe ngumabhalane obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT. Sixoxela eseHarare.
Ungomunye wabemuli ye-Studio 7 na? Nga ungomunye wabo, na nkumbigo jabulisayo. Zimbi wengu Linda Ngalikhisimusi, imivuzo siyahulula. Studio 7 ilomncintiswano ongathola khona limivuzo. Ukuze uthole lawe, thumela ivideo ufisela abathandekayo ikhisimusi enhle nge-WhatsApp loba ku-Twitter. Ivideo ezanqoba izodlalwa enkundleni zebulenjini ze-Studio 7. Uthumele kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda, +1 202 465 0318. Kutwitter thumela kuStudio 7 usebenzisi hashtag Christmas with VOA. Ungakhuthwa yileli thuba. Imivuzo iyolahlwa. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Inhlanganiso zikaZulu lezilwela amalungelo oluntu ezeZimbabwe eziseSouth Africa leza kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje ziphe umeya weJohannesburg umnumzana Herman Mashaba ugwalo lwezikhalazo zifuna ukuthi axolise ngamazwi akhe ukuthi bonke abavela kwamanye amazwe abaseJohannesburg bengelamvumo yokungena elizweni izigebengu okufuze zibuyele emakhaya. Lezi nhlanganiso zifuna uMashaba ethule lokhu kuxolisa kungakapheli inyanga yonale. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
We don't call African criminals in there online. We want you to come down and apologize to us.
Nangamalunga enhlanganiso zamazwe ajeneyo eAfrika. Eklabalala ngelithi uMashaba nguye umuntu okuza kuleli kugwalo lwalezinhlanganiso eziluhambise ofisini kaMayor Mashaba zithi zifuna xolise ngamazwi akhe la ukuze kungagcini kusiba labanye abawabona njengesizathu sokuhlasela abakwamanye amazwe. UMashaba watshela bezindaba ukuthi okubambezela intuthuko edolobheni leJohannesburg ngabakwamanye amazwe abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Waphinda njalo wathi bonke bayizigangi okufanele zibuyiselwe kubo. Lezinhlanganiso bezigoqela lezeZimbabwe zithi zifuna uMashaba aqoqe umhlangano lazo kungakapheli inyanga ukuze kukhulunywe ngalolu daba. Zithi linkulumo yenza sengathi abakwamanye amazwe yibo kuphela abadala amacala okungamanga. Unkosazana Lobelihle Banda, isizalwane seZimbabwe esililunga le-African Diaspora Forum, uthi ugwalo lwabo lolu lukubeka sobala ukuthi kubi lokhu okwakhulunywa uMashaba, ngakho kuqakathekile ukuthi atshele uZulu ukuthi waphambanisa.
Statement sakhe asikhulumayo masingaqhubeka kanjalo singaqala ama xenophobic attacks and sizoyenza ukuthi abantu ababuya ngaphandle bangabi lokuhlaliseka la kwele mzansi Afrika. Umuntu engulida esikhathini esinenge labalandeli into ayikhulumayo abalandeli bakhe bayidigesta ngenye indlela.
Omunye njalo weZimbabwe umnumzana Mandla Masuku we-Migrant Workers Union of South Africa uthi lamazwi agcwalisa umbono wabanengi ukuthi i-DA libandla elilwela ukuthi umuntu omnyama ahlale ngcindezelo amakhiwa. I-DA ke yilo ibandla elisekelwa uMashaba.
Kuyasiphazamisa thina njengabahlali abasuka kwamanye amazwe. Cabanga ukuthi inkulumo yakhe mhlawumbe uyenze engacabangisanga kahle ngayo. Ubuya kuchaze futhi leyo nto mhlawumbe abanye abantu ade beyikhuluma bethi i-DA imele ama-interest abamhlophe.
Umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena, ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uthi baphe uMashaba inyanga kuphela ukuthi ethule ukuzisola kwakhe ngalamazwe.
Mashaba kumele axolise ngenkulumo embi ayikhulumileyo. Okwesibili, uMashaba kumele yena alwe labantu abagangileyo. Kakusho ukuthi ke ubugebengu benziwa ngabantu abangaphandle, ubugebengu benziwa nguwe wonke umuntu.
Inhlanganiso zakwele South Africa ezikaZulu lezilwela amalungelo oluntu lazo bezikhona zisekela abakwamanye amazwe laba. Umnumzana Trevor Ngwane olilunga le-United Front uthi umhlangano abafuna ukuqhuba loMashaba ngokumfundisa izinto angazaziyo ngabakwamanye amazwe abahlala eJohannesburg.
Cha, thina si-United Front impela sihambisani nokuthi mhlambe abantu abangaphandle baphathwe kambi ngoba sibona sengathi abafowethu odadewethu. Kusho ukuthi umzawalazo wethu uwodwa, sicindezelwe i-colonialism, i-capitalism. So fanele sibambaneni silwele into eyodwa ukuthi wonke umuntu aphile kangcono.
Lezi nhlanganiso zithi kungaphela inyanga zingatholanga impendulo zizathatha amanyathelo aqoqela ukumangalela umashaba ebandleni lakhe le-DA lokuzotshengisela emaofisini akhe. Ngimele Studio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Lamhla kuhlelo lo live talk sixoxa ngombuso kaMongameli Robert Mugabe lokuthi uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga uMongameli ngomnyaka ka-2018 yena ekhanya eseluphele kanje.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Isibanga sokugcina sokhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika olandelayo siyaqhubeka lamhlanje lapho abakhethwa nguZulu ukuthi bamele kulolu khetho abe-Electoral College abakhangelelwe ukugcizelela ukukhethwa kukaMnumzana Donald Trump. Inkulungwane zabasekeli bakankosikazi Hillary Clinton zibikwazi kuthaza abavotayo laba ukuthi bangavoteli uTrump.
Ukufuthelana uqhubekela phambili kwele Democratic Republic of Congo ngesikhathi umbuso kamongameli Joseph Kabila uphela lamhlanje phakathi kwamahola amabili kodwa ngoba akwenziwanga ukhetho esithi yena akasoze asuke embusweni.
Studio 7 esagaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington.
Kulebandla elitsha elisungulwe ngomgqibelo elithiwa lona yi-Alliance for National Salvation. Umkhokheli webandla leli uMnumzana Moses Msilandlovu uthi ibandla lakhe lizaphatheka kukhetho luka-2018. Unompumelelo Moyo siphalo ludaba ngugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano lentatheli zindaba eMcDonald Hall emzilikazi kobulawayo, uMzilandlovu uthe sebengenile kwezombusazwe ngamehlo angelanhloni, njalo njengesizwe kukhona okubafuqe ukuba bathathe inyathelo lelo ngenjongo yokuthi isizwe sikamthwakazi laso sihlonitshwe kuthi amasiko lamalungelo aso engachabalali.
Now by member MDC uthi uyakhuluma into ezinje ezifana lezi abantu bakutshela ukuthi you are a tribalist. Yizi izinto esizitshengisa ukuthi abafowethu khanya gabakazi gabakabi lokuzimisela ukuthi babona abantu bemathebele bengabantu abalinganayo njalo bengabantu abalamalungelo afana lawo abantu abavela kwezingaba zelizwe.
Ubike ukuba uyesaba ukuba lozangena embusweni ulakho ukubusa njengomgabe, kodwa bona bajonye ukuvusa isizwe, njalo abancindezeli kumele bazi ukuthi sesifikile isikhathi sokuxwayana lokuncindezela eminye imihlobo ezweni.
Esikwesaba ukuthi sokukhanya ukuthi ungaze kungena omunye uhulumende, omunye umuntu umbusi uzabusa ngendlela umgaba abusa ngayo. Kumbe lowo muntu uvela kuzani, kumbe uvela kwamanye ama-opposition political parties, bazafuna ukuthi baqhubeke ngokungalingani kwemhlobo lokhu okwadalwa yiZANU PF.
Uchaze ukuba bazimisele ukuyangena ekhethweni ngo-2018 kungenani lomumo wezombusazwe ezweni, kumnyama kunzima bazaya ekhethweni lolu.
Ukhetho ntombi ngithi mina siyancintisa sicimezile sivula amehlo kumnyama kuyakhanya kuyachisa kuyaqanda siyancintisa siza kuye ebantwini siyekhuluma ngolutho abalubonayo esingesabi ngoba kuzobala ukuthi abancindezeli bethu bazakhathazeka kakhulu.
Uchalimani wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni uMatthew Sibanda uthi uyasekela umbono we-ANSA ngoba uZulu uphakathi kokubambana ukuze bakhuphe umncindezeli ngo-2018. Ethi abantu bakhathele ngokuncindezelwa njalo sekufike ekugcineni.
Ye, umzila ngiyakubona sibili ukuthi khona bumbi bandla lakhe kuhle ngendlela la yabona ngayo. angeke sikusole ngoba wonke umuntu lombono wakhe ngendlela abebone ngayo ese experience ngayo wabona ukuthi hayi into leyi iqale isuka lapha yayale njengoba uyatsho manje ukuthi kube le unit accord ezaphulezano unit accord leyo kayibone nje uqinisile lati isinje nje sisemadevelent asiyibona isebenzene yenziwe nje emaphepheni.
Ibandla lemthwakazi Republic Party lalo lithumele umbiko lisekela abe ansa bethi leli bandla lize ngesikhathi esihle njalo bazasebenzelana lalo ngoba indikimba yabo isobala njalo kulilungelo labo ukuba baqale ibandla benze abakufunayo ezweni labo. Abe ansa bachaze ukuba abanamahloni ngenjongo yabo yokuvusa isizwe esesibhazalele ngesisu imali akula emabhanga akula misebenzi kuthi labafundi bayaxotshwa ezikolo ngoba bengelamali bethi ayisikho abakuhambela empini njalo obusayo uphathe buchapha ilizwe labantu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Umkhosi wokuphiwa imivuzo kwalabo abanqobe kumncintiswano weZimbabwe Hip Hop Awards owenzelwe eHarare ngempelaviki uchiye inhliziyo zabaculi abanengi ekade bekhangelele ukunqoba zidabukile. Omunye wabo nguCalvin Hliziyo, yena ongumculi okhangelelwa ukuba phezulu kulabo bonke kulumdumo kobulawayo. Umike wabe weStudio 7 uxoxelo Calvin wachasisa ngokunqotshwa kwakhe kulomncintiswano lokuthi kuyina sekuhlelayo okwamanje.
Ngathaba kakhulu ukuthi be nominated for seven categories. I have mixed emotions about it, but kube akuphela sezisiwenza.
Kodwa isikhathi lapho sagcina ukukhulumisana, wena ubuqinisekile ukuthi uzonqoba kulo umncintiswano. Ngombono wakho kuyini kwayenza ukuthi unganqobi?
Hayi, angazi. Bana bona bathi abantu abavotanga ngobunengi apho ama-category la kade benginominatediyo.
Kodwa sibona ukuthi nakuba awuzange wanqoba eningi isakuhlonipha. Ngibone ukuthi umhlangano owe-263 chat usekufakile ehlolweni njengomuntu oyisizalwane saseZimbabwe olothonya kulabo bonke abalaminyaka engaphansi kwe-40. Angitshele ngamafishane lalokho.
Alo kuyathabisa lokho kusho ukuthi engikwenza kuyakhanya sibili. I'm really excited and humbled by that.
Awungitsheleke uke wakhipha umculo omusha ngulomnyaka na?
Yeah. I've been down round and round and I've been through some things cuz it's been ngikhiphe i-Galaxy album for other than ngelanga lami lokuzalwa ngabe ngikhipha futhi enye ingoma as a token of appreciation to abantu bangela ama-fans ami. Ingoma ethiwa Change.
Kuyini okwaphefumula ukuze ubhale le ngoma yangkhona?
Angikasho. Ngangihleli nje ngikhanyela unyaka wonke lo. Akwanti kuningi okwenzakalayo, kuningi okwangazange kwenzakale ngenxa yezinye izinto okwakumele zishintshe vele kahle kahle. Ngoba sayenza imali, but kulezinye izinto zayenza zaluza imali at the same time. So yeah, my change love ngikhuluma ngawo.
Njengoba sesiyongena kumnyaka omusha, singalindela umculo omusha okuzosuka kuwena.
Ngingalinda sibili ngoba hayi mina umthina awu stop ukusebenza, but hayi next year ngizobona bakhipha music on a different platform and people are going to be excited about that. I'm at working with abantu abasemthenzansi and stuff like that. I did a lot this year, but where go to? Sitting back and following goals, feeling so shameful. After we come all boy, this will left throws back at you. Then you start to realize your niggas don't wanna hang with you, but it's alright, boy. It's been a learning curve, yo. I'm like I'm belaying up fair, is what they say, yo. I pull myself up, brush the dirt on my shoulder. Gotta put back together the broken pieces and taller. Bitch, I've been down, round and round. But now I've been through some things, cause it's been smiles and frowns all year round. But one thing you gotta know is I'm going through some changes. Yeah. Changes. Yeah. Yeah. My mind. Now I gotta come.
Calvin Hliziyo ngomunye wabaculi abangene kumncintiswano weZimbabwe Hip Hop Awards lonyaka.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leBlack Rhinos Queens yilo elinqobe kumncintiswano weLM Auctioneers Women's Football Tournament oqutshelwe edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngempelaviki edluleyo. Okuninga sikuzweni kunitathele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji esipha lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Iqembu leBlack Rhinos Queens liphakamise inkezo ngemva kokubhaxabula iqembu lezivakatshi leTownship Rollers ngefokanya kufinali equtshelwe enkundleni yeHartsfield koBulawayo ngesonto emini. Abahlohlele iqembu leRhinos ngababalisa uViola Ndlovu, uEmakhilethi Msipha, ukuda kwaShepa Sopo kanye loRutendo Makore. Ekhuluma ngemva komdlalo, uViola uthe yena indlela abazilolonga ngayo yiyo yenze umehluko phakathi kweqembu labo lamanye amaqembu.
As Rhinos Queens, we work as a team. So I'm not saying about the injuries, but I'm not talking about the
Iqembu leBlack Rhinos yilo ebelivele liphethe inkezo ngemva kokunqoba kwalo emncintiswaneni owenziwa ngomnyaka ka-2012. Bese kule minyaka emine imidlalo ye-LM Auctioneers Women's Football Tournament ingadlalwa, kodwa isikhulumeli sabaqoqi bawo uKhundai Sithole uthe sebezaqhubekela phambili besibalayo iminyaka yonke njengakudala. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos Queens lithole inkulungwane ezintathu zamadola aseMelika, inkezo kanye lemendulo zegolide ngemva kokunqoba kwalo. Umgadle olitshayele kanenge egedini uvele kulo njalo iqembu leRhinos ngemva kokuba uRutendo Makori ehlohle amagoli ayisikhombisa, kwathi lo nozinti obambe ukwedlula abanye ngoProcess Chatswama laye weBlack Rhinos njalo, ikanti uFrancis Katsikwa laye weBlack Rhinos futhi nguye okhethwe ukuba ngumdlali olekusasa enhle emdlalweni wenguqu. Iqembu leTownship Rollers liphiwe inkulungwane lamadola alikhulu lemendulo zesiliva ngemva kokuphutsha likundawo yesibili, kuthi iqembu leChipembere elaseGweru liqede likundawo yesithathu ngemva kokutshayela eBlue Swallows nge-1 kanya emdlalweni we-3rd place playoff. Iqembu leHearts of Oak lephumula North koBulawayo lona liphiwe umvuzo uba liqembu elilembeko i-most disciplined team. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
So isikhathi senubalaleli lapho esidlala khona imbiko elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp libulisa isihlobo labangane njengoba kwisikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi nje.
Salibonani bakithi, salibonani sizwe sakithi, sizwe sikamthwakazi, sizwe simnyama, sikamzilikazi kamachobana. Igama lami nguPaul Mfoka Masuku, phansi le komswigana etsholothindini emphetheyo ngutate Gulu. Ye, umswigana. Ngakho-ke mfisela abantu bakithi ukhisimusi omuhle, bakithi badrayive kahle, abashayele imoto bethwale kahle, abantu befika, abantu bephephile, abantu bejabule, kube mnandi kube njana. Nabasemadorobheni nabo basithandazise esiyabe sihambile, nasizobathandazisa siphephe siphinde sihlangane ngomnyaka ozayo singabaphilayo. Bese ngithi abakithi ke le eTsholotsho, asihlanganeni eTsholotsho Center eBSPZ ngomhla ka-26 December. Sizabe zisiwa lapho kuze kuye ukuthi ngomhla ka-27 December ngo-12 emini, which means kuyaqala mhla mhla ka-26 ngo-12 emini kuye phela mhla ka-27 ngo-12 emini. Abadla abaculi abaqembaza emaningi kakhulu edlula i-20 lesiyibiza nge-Tsholotsho Arts and Culture Festival. Sihlangene lapho, ziyawa. Bye bye, iyabonga.
Siyabonga emlaleli. Qhubekani lisithumela lani imbiko yenu esayidlala khonapha ku-Studio 7. Isikhathi sesilongo mangoyo livalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.
Lo Chris Gande.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.